Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Now time to talk Royal Valley boys basketball with head coach Chris Brown. Johnny Kane back with you. And Royal Valley out of the holiday break, they continue to roll right along now 6-0 on the year. 44-33 win on the road at Holton. So, coach, I know there was obviously some storylines going into that game, and it wasn't probably a pretty game by any standards, but your guys still pick up a good road victory against a good Holton team. So starting there, which overall, what were your thoughts?
You know, I thought we guarded our tails off. You know, Holton has some talented kids, and for the most part, I thought we did a good job. But at the same thing, they guarded their tails off too, man. They made it hard on us. And so if you're a fan of kind of a slow-paced defensive struggle, then you'd have loved the game last night, because there just wasn't a lot of easy baskets either side. And we shot really poorly from the line early, but luckily, you know, in the fourth quarter we shot better, and I think we made like 8 free throws in the fourth quarter to help extend the lead and come out of there with a win. But, you know, really very similar to a game we played against them last year at Holton, where they got the win against us, just a low scoring kind of grinded out game. So we know those can go either way, so we're certainly fortunate to be on the right side of it this time. But yeah, you know, just one of those nights that you're happy to get the win and go home.
And you also got Knoxville Wasik back. He's a guy that you got cleared there just before Christmas break. He originally transferred out, wasn't going to be there here for this season, but some things happened. He now comes back to the school, and he enters into the fold of things. How much having him, what does that change? What does that do for this team?
Yeah, you know, the dynamic there is that we, you know, had some success early, you know, when he wasn't cleared yet. And so my whole point to some of our guys is to keep that same energy, keep that same aggressiveness, and then just add him in. And really, it went okay last night. Knox played fine. You know, he didn't shoot the ball well, but he still had his typical stat line where he has like 6 rebounds and 5 assists and a whole bunch of steals and deflections. And, you know, the shot will come around. It wasn't there right away. And, you know, we were, I'd still say, fairly aggressive. We just missed a bunch of shots, you know. Mason, I think, was like 2 of 8 from the field, and Brady was 3 of 8 from the field. And so, you know, they're still getting shots up. We just didn't make a lot of them. But once again, like we touched on earlier, most of that was credit to Holton playing a great defensive game. And, you know, they're not necessarily tall, but, man, they're strong and physical and play great team defense. So, once again, they just don't give you a lot of easy stuff, and we didn't make very many tough ones. And just one of those nights.
Yeah, now you got to go on the road again coming up on Friday to Sabetha. Sabetha coming off a tough loss to Nemo Central on Tuesday, but they were playing really good basketball up to that point. So what do you look at heading into this game now at Sabetha, which is, again, a tough place to go play?
Oh, for sure. You know, another tough road game. You know, we had back-to-back here this week with Holton Tuesday and Sabetha Friday, and I know, you know, struggled a little bit against Nemo, but Nemo is really good. You know, on any given night, they could beat a lot of teams by that margin. So we're expecting another, you know, similar effort where we know they're going to come out and play great defense, and they've got a couple shooters that can really put the ball in the hole. So we're going to have to be challenged there. And, you know, hopefully we can just spread the ball, share the wealth, get lots of guys good shots, hopefully find some easier baskets. Like I said, we just did not get anything easy last night. So we're at our best when we get some easy baskets, get those guys feeling good, and then they can make tough shots once they're in the rhythm.
Well, coach, with that, congratulations again on that win over Holton on Tuesday and the 6-0 start to the season. But thank you so much for taking time. Really appreciate it. Good luck on Friday.
Yep, thank you.
All right, coach, thank you. Chris Brown, head coach of the Royal Valley Boys, joining us on our locker room chats. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital and Hoyt Family Medicine on KNZA.